Track 11, Rosemary's Norfolk. We have been asking Chatterbox volunteers to tell us about their special views of Norfolk. This month, we have a message from Rosemary Scott, who is a regular Chatterbox reader. Dorothy Sneesby will read Rosemary's story.
7 years ago, my husband, John, and I came to live in Sheringham. It was lovely being by the sea, and I had a great desire to have a beach hut. Not easy, though. However, for my birthday 1 year, my husband hired one for a week. It was a lovely surprise. My sister and husband were staying with us on holiday, and my cousin and wife joined us to celebrate my big day by the sea. John had decorated the hut with birthday ribbons and bought a cake. We had champagne with fish and chips. Well, who could resist that combination when gathered round the table outside the beach hut in Sheringham? We had such fun. Passers-by stopped to chat to us. One asked if he could join in. Fortunately, the weather was good, and the tide was out, so we could observe the children playing on the beach after we dined. Later in the week, as we walked down to the beach hut again, it absolutely poured, so we were drenched by the time we got there. Needless to say, there was no great attraction to linger, so we had to call that Tuesday a washout. But the rest of the week was great. Happy days. Although we enjoyed living by the sea, after 5 years felt it was time to hit the fine city, so moved to an apartment in Riverside. On arrival, we were not interested in football, but quickly began to look forward to the days when Norwich City was playing at home. From our terrace, we can see the fans gathering outside the club. Did we develop a desire to see a match? Yes. Well, a friend gave us 2 season tickets to see the last game of the season, and I was so excited. I'd never been to a football match before. Despite being beaten 5-0 by Tottenham, I loved the experience. As it happened, the first recording I did for Chatterbox over a year ago was about a Norwich City match, and at that time I knew nothing about the team. In addition, I had huge difficulty pronouncing footballers' names, but was helped by other readers who seemed to be hugely familiar with them. Thank you, guys. In addition to having become a Norwich City fan, I'm a great fan of Riverside Leisure Centre, which offers so many activities, including Aquafit, Zumba Gold, and exercise classes for oldies. Living so near the Leisure Centre means I have no excuse for not going. And as Chatterbox is also near, it is easy for me to get there too. It was thanks to John meeting David Potten that I learnt about this charity and got involved as a reserve reader. So that's me in Norfolk. Rosemary Scott.
Thank you, Dorothy. I had not expected to get a mention there.